A special reception is coming up on Tuesday, April 22nd at Iowa Central Community College. It's a book called Before They Were Soldiers, and I'm speaking with its author in a way, T.J. Martin, that's with this program. And T.J., good morning to you, sir.
Well, good morning, Pat.
Let's talk about, this is a book that you've been working on at Iowa Central over the last about a year or so with a great response. So why don't you fill us in about what this project was all about and the book?
Yeah, it's a unique project that we came up with here at Iowa Central. It was an idea that had started, and I had reached out to one of our other faculty members, Mr. Kurt Schmidt, and him and I kind of spearheaded the project, so to speak, and we held the various classes with students, and so we had this as the idea behind this was to have it as student-based as we could. Yeah, Mr. Schmidt and I kind of led the efforts in a lot of ways, but we wanted the students to have a lot of input in the whole project. And so the whole project is surrounding, there's 55 different individuals from Iowa Central's nine counties that make up our service region who grew up in this area, went off to Vietnam, and unfortunately didn't make it home from Vietnam. And so the project was to research those 55 different individuals and do our best to reach out to those families of those 55 guys and learn as much as we could about those individuals. The book, as it's titled, Before They Were Soldiers, is just that. We wanted to learn who they were before going into the military, into service, and going eventually over to Vietnam. So the book was to learn about who these guys were growing up as a small town kid in you know, north central, northwest Iowa. What were some of the fun things that they used to say and do, and kind of to capture the essence of these 55 individuals to memorialize and to capture the essence of who these guys were before going off to Vietnam.
And we're having this reception coming up there, TJ, on April 22nd, which will be the premiere of this new book that Iowa Central's been working on for the last year or two.
So the event that we have coming up on April 22nd at 2 o'clock is when we kind of have a little bit of a social to start out the event itself, just to get a chance to... We've met with some of these individuals over the phone and via Zoom and other ways. Sometimes they were in live person interviews that we conducted, but in some facets we didn't have a chance really to get to know the families very well. So this event is to bring those families back here and to honor their loved one, again, who went off to Vietnam. And what's going to be fun about this project is it's all of these families have the exact same thing in common, meaning they all had a loved one that went over to Vietnam and again, didn't make it home. So they all have something in common. And this event is to honor those individuals, but also to honor the families for their service and sacrifice of having a loved one go off to Vietnam. So it's a release of the book. It's a release of it's a celebration of the 55 different individuals that we have highlighted in our book. But it's also to celebrate the families and to honor them and give them some respect through their dedication and service that they had through their brother, their son, whatever it might have been.
And these students hailed from Webster City, SC, Belmont, Manson, Humboldt. I'm just reading off the website from Iowa Central. So they covered the nine-county area where Iowa Central serves.
Yeah, you'll see individuals from, you know, not just Fort Dodge, but all over in the small-town areas, from Palmer to, like you said, Manson to Newell, Storm Lake, all the way up to Webb. You know, and some little towns that people have never even heard of, like Highview before, right? Just down the road from Webster City. I've had a lot of people say, where's Highview? I've never heard of Highview. You know, it kind of puts some of those places on the map as well. So we're really looking forward to this event. You know, one of our goals, it's going to be held here at the Fort Dodge campus of Iowa Central, and it'll be in our Decker Auditorium. And one of our goals, my goal in this, is to see how many different individuals we can get from the public to come to support these families who had an individual that was killed in Vietnam. And I just think it would be a really cool honor if we can get, when we have these families that are here for our event on the 22nd, to also pack the auditorium showing support for these individuals. I think that would be a really neat honor to the families. So I'm encouraging the public to come out to this event, again, in the Decker Auditorium here on the Fort Dodge campus, to just to honor and celebrate these individuals. And in some cases, you know, as we all know how the Vietnam War didn't exactly have a great glamorous ending to it. And some of these families didn't get a very good reception and whatnot for their sacrifices that they had. And this is a way, many, you know, over 50 years later, to memorialize these guys and the families of these individuals. So we're hoping that, you know, we have a really good turnout from all over the service region here of the various nine counties that represent Iowa Central. And I really hope we can pack that auditorium showing our support for these 55 families.
TJ, those who cannot make it to the ceremony on April 22nd for the new book, can they get a copy of it by mail or?
Yeah, the book itself is actually on Amazon, and it's, so if somebody wants to purchase the book, we're not going to have them for sale here on the campus at all. The project was not about raising money. There's actually no profits being made by the college here whatsoever. So if somebody wants to get a copy of the book, they are available on Amazon. And if you go to Amazon and you search for the name, the title of the book, which is called Before They Were Soldiers, if you put that in the search, it should be the first thing that'll come up, and the author will be Iowa Central Community College. And the cost is right around $12, and I think it's $12.76, something very inexpensive like that. So I think people will be really intrigued by what they read in the book about, you know, some of the fun stories that these guys had before going off to Vietnam.
And this book comes on the heels there, TJ, of the 50th anniversary of the surrender of Saigon that happened back in 1975, that putting an end to the Vietnam War. So that's a kind of interesting point there for that event.
Yep. Yeah, that one of our goals, we were going to try to have that out to kind of coincide with that, but we had some delays in getting some things put together, but things have come together nice, and I'm glad, you know, that we took our time and did it the right way instead of trying to rush it. And this has been a project we're pushing on 3 years now, working on this project, and it's been a really fun project to watch the students themselves interact with different generations. And I'll tell you, in a couple of situations with some students, I've had some students tell me this was the best class they've ever had in their whole collegiate time going to post-secondary education, even after they transferred onto a four-year institution, just because it culminated everything for them as an individual of interviewing, getting over some being nervous, talking to a different generation, writing, and doing some basic research on how to reach out and talk to different individuals. So it's been a really neat project to watch the students go through.
And once again, that ceremony, the open house, will take place on Tuesday, April 22nd, starting at 2, for the reception for the new book, Before They Were Soldiers, that's happening at the Decker Auditorium at the campus of Iowa Central Community College, there on the west side of Fort Dodge, so be sure to attend. TJ, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Pat. I appreciate it. If anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out to me here at the college. My email address is martin@iowacentral.edu. Feel free to shoot me an email, and I'd be glad to try to answer any questions people have.
T.J. Martin with the book, Before There Were Soldiers, here on KQWC.